And with us now from KJZZ's Fronteras desk is Michel Marisco, who's been covering the construction of the planned border wall. Earlier this week, he reported that some of those construction companies are seeking federal protection against a backlash by cities like Tucson and New York City that are opposed to the border wall. Michel, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start off with the fact that several prototypes of the border wall have been recently completed in San Diego. So what's the status of those prototypes right now?
Okay, so some of these companies have finished their prototype tests. Some of them are made of steel. Others are made of concrete. Some have bollards. Some do not. Some are just really hard to climb or to crack through. They're giving them 30 days for the concrete to cure. At that point, then they're going to start testing them. They're going to start testing them with small power tools, drills, hacksaws, hammers, and then they're going to start trying to climb these walls in order to see which of these pass muster. That's going to take another 30 to 60 days.
Now let's come back to how we started this, which is about these construction companies seeking federal protection. Yeah. What kinds of protection are they asking for?
They're asking the Attorney General to sue on their behalf if they're discriminated against, essentially. I mean, they're basically asking for a fairly unprecedented federal protection status granted to them by the Attorney General, who I should say has so far not responded to these requests. They're asking for protection against, for example, cities like Tucson. The public attorney for the municipality that is New York City came out a couple of months ago to say that if you are going to be doing business with the border wall, then you will not be doing business with New York City. The city of Tucson said that it is going to divest itself financially from any company that has anything to do with this border wall or the construction of it. So that goes for not just the actual companies building these prototypes right now, but for example, companies that are providing supplies to those specific companies.
And you talked a little bit about what the cities are threatening to do, and if there are more details, please. But clearly, the construction companies consider this a real threat.
They really do. The lobbying arm that I spoke with, the Association of General Contractors of America, has said that it was notified by several companies that they are just not going to get involved because of this threat. They felt the word that I was told was victimized by some of these municipalities like Tucson who were declining to work with these companies. So yes, some of them apparently have taken it very seriously. I will note that when I asked for specifics about which companies pulled out of the border wall prototype project, I was told that they were not going to release that information. So that's where we stand right now. So some of these companies, at least according to this lobbying arm, are claiming that they are being discriminated against. They did not want to have any part of that. And the lobbying arm took this very seriously and took it as a real threat.
That is something to watch very closely from the Fronteras desk. That is KJZZ's Michel Marisco. Michel, thanks as always.
Thank you.